From Tidbits on December 16th, 2013. This is Apple releases OS X Mavericks 10.9.1 and Safari 7.0.1 by Josh Sidners and Adam Inkst. Apple has released OS X Mavericks 10.9.1 update, advertising a few fixes for the mail issues outlined by Joe Kissel in Mail in Mavericks Changes the Gmail Equation, and Mail in Mavericks Is It Safe Yet? The free update weighs in at 243.4 megabytes and can be downloaded from Apple's support downloads site or software update. Most notably, 10.9.1 promises improved support for Gmail and Mail with fixes for users with custom Gmail settings. Other mail improvements include better reliability of smart mailboxes and search, and a fix for an issue that prevented contact groups from working correctly in Mail. A month ago, Apple released an update for Mail in Mavericks that also promised to fix Gmail problems. And while it helped many people, it wasn't a panacea. While we're happy to see Apple focusing more attention on these problems, if you've been holding off on upgrading to Mavericks because of Mail playing badly with Gmail, we recommend waiting a bit longer until the user community reports in on how well 10.9.1 resolves the problems. Other fixes in 10.9.1 include an issue that prevented VoiceOver from speaking sentences featuring emoji, a bug that prevented iLife and iWork apps from updating on non-English systems, multiple prompts to unlock the local items keychain, an issue that caused Japanese keyboards to retain previous languages, and an issue that prevented a contact group name from populating the address field. For those with a recently purchased MacBook Pro, a separate OS X Mavericks 10.9.1 update for MacBook Pro with Retina display late 2013 includes all the fixes in OS X Mavericks 10.9.1 update, plus system-specific enhancements to improve the stability and compatibility of your Mac. It too is available via Apple's software downloads site or software update. Safari 7.0.1. Included in the 10.9.1 update is Safari 7.0.1, which fixes hangs when filling out forms on FedEx.com, StubHub.com, and other websites, and improves credit card autofill compatibility. It also improves how VoiceOver works with Facebook.com, and now updates shared links automatically when they're displayed in the Safari sidebar. Safari 7.0.1 bundles in a few security fixes, one for an issue that caused the autofill features to disclose login credentials to unintended domains, and eight for vulnerabilities that could result in crashes or arbitrary code execution. If you're not yet running Mavericks, Apple also released Safari 6.1.1 for 10.7 Lion and 10.8 Mountain Lion with the same bug and security fixes. It doesn't appear on Apple's support downloads site, but is available via software update. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Avatron Software, and Aspire Media. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Sinters, and thanks for listening.